City of Bryan has issued a news release saying that there seems to be a resolution to allow the ball games to continue over at Bob Bond Park.
Yes, that's correct. I facilitated a meeting this morning, helped put it together with the National Guard folks in the City of Bryan and Kyle Cassell's and me, and then the Little League folks. And the problem is this, that the property that those fields are located on belongs to the National Guard, and they've been there a long, long time. And the Guard foresees needing that property at some point in the future. And so today, basically what we did was the city and the Guard came up with a solution. They're going to work out a contract between the city and the National Guard to allow the Little Leagues to stay there at least two more years. They don't foresee any enlargement in that facility for at least that period of time. So that gives a little more time to work with. The city and the National Guard will be looking at other options that may be available for relocation of the Guard. It may be that in the end they need to relocate the ball fields. But right now, the Guard does not believe they will need that space for at least a period of 2 years. And they may not need it at that point, but they don't want to be in a position where they cannot expand their armory as is needed by their mission. So I think we came to a good decision and a good result, at least for now. And all parties will be looking for additional opportunities to make it a permanent solution if they can.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to the Little League folks about what happened today?
I have visited with them briefly about it and knew their concern. I think they thought they were going to have to get out immediately, and they needed to do some repairs to the park, and they just really didn't want to do them if they were going to have to leave right away. So we definitely want to make sure that those kids have a place to play ball.
Why were state representatives involved in this process other than it was the state National Guard? Was that all it amounted to?
That's exactly right. The Texas Army National Guard is a combination of ownership, I guess you would say. Maybe that's not the right word either. But anyway, they report both to the federal government and to the governor. So and we appropriate money for the National Guard. So from that standpoint, we were called and asked by citizens locally to try to bring all parties to the table, which we did.
Well, and that's something that you and the and every elected official tries to do is serve your constituency, and this was a pretty public example of that.
Well, I think we've accomplished at least for a period of 2 years solving that problem, and it may be that a lease will be extended, and the city has and I don't want to be talking for the city, but they've indicated they have some property that they might be willing to give to the Guard to relocate, but all of that's dependent on federal dollars that just aren't there right now as far as designing and building a new armory.
And at least for the time being, again, it's a satisfactory result, and you don't see that all the time when you're trying to mediate a solution that'll please everyone, at least in the short term.
Sure. I believe we've done that, and I'm proud of it. The little role that I had, and mainly my role, was just bringing all parties together. And I want to tell you, the city is more than happy to help work on this. I was really pleased that they have made offers to work with the Guard to try to find a long-term solution.
Anything else that I've missed about this?
The Guard, I will tell you, this is fun, whether you put it in there or not. It makes a difference. The local Guard folks really enjoy seeing those kids out there playing baseball, because I guarantee you that most of them have kids that age. And it's fun for them to watch, and the parents enjoy the interaction between the citizen soldiers and the kids. So it's a good, that's a good mix in a lot of ways.
Yeah, certainly another reason why it was nice to have a win-win for everybody.